Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bill Schmidt here with Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Leroy Butler, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, broadcasting on his front porch with you here at 414-799-1250. You want to join the phone lines, you can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Wisconsin.golf, Gary D'Amato joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, appreciate the time. First off, hope everybody at home is doing safe during this trying time in our country.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing fine at home, and same for you guys.
And now it's going to be a little bit more difficult to at least enjoy the time down as Governor Evers' verdict yesterday of the safer at home decision does now close all golf courses, as there seem to be a lot of questions as to whether we were going to be able to play golf during this time, which is a little bit confusing to me, Gary, because they say go on out and exercise, but some people use golf as their exercise and keep quite a distance from people depending on how tight you are to the fairway.
Yeah, you know, that I think the confusion stems from the fact that, you know, boat launches are still open, bait shops are open, you can go to state parks and hike, you can jog, you can walk your dog, you can bike shops are open. But golf courses are closed, and I think most golfers feel that golf is on the high end of the safety spectrum when it comes to coronavirus. Nothing is fail-safe unless you lock yourself in your house for a month. But golf certainly would seem to be one of the more safe things you can do as long as you practice social distancing, you know, when you're on the course. So, yeah, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of anger out there on social media about golfers not being able to play golf right now in Wisconsin.
You know, that's the one thing, and you brought up the whole fishing aspect, and I saw Rob Maskey of ESPN tweeted out earlier today, how can you allow 2 to 4 people in a boat to go fishing and say it's okay when they're all crammed into a boat versus golfers who are spread out all over the golf course? I saw Morningstar, I don't know if you saw this or not, I saw a thing from Morningstar Golf Club earlier today, you know, arguing their side of things of what they told the state of Wisconsin and all their safety procedures they would do and one person to a cart and how they would clean the carts and everything else. I thought it seemed fair to me as far as what Morningstar was stating that they would do to accommodate, you know, the virus concerns that are going on with the pandemic. For you, is there anything you think these golf courses could have done to get around this?
You know, I think what they're doing now is they're being proactive. As you mentioned, Morningstar's policies. I know Evergreen Golf Country Club in Elkhorn posted something on his Facebook page urging golfers to contact their state legislators and the governor's office. Golf courses are doing that independently, and also behind the scenes, the Wisconsin State Golf Association and the Wisconsin PGA are advocating on the behalf of golf courses and golfers everywhere in our state. So, you know, is there a chance that this order could be rescinded or lifted or amended when it comes to golf? I think there's a pretty good chance that could happen in the next week or so, because the governor's office is going to be inundated with calls and letters and emails from golfers and golf courses. I think there's a chance it could happen.
As well as it should be. And you talk about the jobs, too. I know that my son, Brock, is working at Edgewood Golf Course, and then they got the word that they can, you know, no longer work. And so you're talking about guys being out of work. Now you can put more people back into work, and I still think you can keep a healthy distance. Now, the problem that we'll have to have, Gary, is do you let foursomes out, or do you let guys go play single? To me, that would be, how would you govern that if they were to pass this and let this get back guys playing golf?
Yeah, Gary, that's a good question. You know, I played Geneva, the Trevino course at Geneva National on Monday. Ironically, the course opened Monday, was open for 2 days, and had to close today. But they had a rule that only two people were allowed in the golf shop at the same time. So I had to stand outside the shop because there were a couple people ahead of me checking in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people behind the cashiers, you know, were wearing latex gloves, and there was no point of contact, really. And then as far as foursomes going out of the course, I think it's permissible as long as maybe you either walk or you have an individual golf cart. I think no one would argue that sitting next to someone for 4 hours in the golf cart probably is safe at this point, but there are ways around that. So, yeah, I think, there's ways around it, and there's ways for foursomes to get out.
But, Gary, to me, now, I got to look at this thing a little bit more wide range. There's no way they're picking on golf. The NBA, it's opening day tomorrow, and they can't play. And the NBA can't play. There's free agency, they signed all this money, they can't even take physicals. I would tell the golf community, just take it easy. It's not even really golf season here yet. Now, other places, yes. But we can't golf now.
We just
it's
want it to be,
degrees.
Leroy. I could put a couple of sweatshirts on and still get out there and play 18.
If this was June, hey, man, yes, but not cry me a river. I want to see NBA. It's a lot of things I want to see. So when I see golfers, you guys got to wait in line. And I don't think people really want – they're not used to hearing that, Gary. That's probably because if the Masters, the granddaddy of them all say, hey, listen, we're good, we're going to shut this thing down. I thought the golfers would kind of get in line, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, you know, Leroy, honestly, you raise a good point, and it's a valid point. The golf season most years in Wisconsin doesn't start till typically early to mid-April, and courses up north don't even open until late April or early May. So really, in some respects, it's not quite golf season yet. However, we've had a pretty good spring as opposed to recent years, and golfers, you know, have been holed up all winter. Yeah, they're champing at the bit to get out and play, and now they can't. So I think that's where some of the frustration is coming from.
They're trying to get away from their kids, Gary. That's the real problem. And I don't blame them, man, because today everybody would be golfing today. It's beautiful out there today.
It's perfect. Gary D'Amato at Gary D'Amato Golf, where you follow him on Twitter, also writes for Wisconsin.golf. Now, Gary, there are petitions going around, as you said, to at least try to get people back onto the course, and people are contacting their local legislation. But to be honest, do you believe we see people on courses in Wisconsin before April 24th?
You know what? I think there's a really good chance it's going to happen. And also, I talked to Jeff Swister with the Golf Course Owners of Wisconsin, and he said he wouldn't name the courses, but he said some courses actually are defying the order and are open right now, and golfers are on them.
That's what
I'm talking about. I don't know which courses they are, but, you know, another aspect to this is if you close the golf courses, you know, there's golfers who are just going to walk on them and play for free. It's going to happen.
Yeah, no, and sadly, I'm not shy to say it. That'll be me. I've never been one to follow too many rules, but I'll be able to walk onto one of those. And two, like you said, then it ends up being for free.
You got no money to bail you out.
You can't spare me a couple of dollars to bail me out, Roy?
Man, that's trespassing. No.
Okay,
no.
Don't the police have far more important things to do than to go
Thank
to
you.
Golf course?
Exactly.
You're right,
Gary. They got a lot more important things to deal with, like these kids that are licking things in grocery stores, believing that they're not going to get corona, and then they do get coronavirus. Gary, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon, and hopefully
we're all able to tee
it up here in the next couple of weeks.
All right, guys. Stay safe. Take care.
No doubt about it, Gary. You too, man. It's Gary D'Amato of Wisconsin.golf. And follow him on Twitter at Gary D'Amato Golf, 105.7 FM, The Fan, here on the Wendy's Big Shows where he joined us. If you missed any of it, go to 105.7FMTheFan.com. Click on Fan on Demand from John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. While you're there at 105.7FMTheFan.com, starting up at 5:30 tonight, you'll be able to vote in our Fandemonium tournament for 64.
No. The 5 o'clock is the selection show. 5:30, the bracket is active. You will be able to vote starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Got it. Okay, so 6 o'clock tomorrow night is when you'll be able to start voting at 105.7FMTheFan.com. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.